Begin the current davening sect, this Erev and Dav Tzad, we begin Amen Alpha, begin Tez the Master, begins words of the Gemara, Carmelis, Rishu Sayachad, Kimi Bailey. The question is regarding a Carmelis and Rishu Sayachad. That was his question. Chase explains that then you have to say that the pillar was at a distance, and additionally, Tez adds on that still it's not going to be permitted, even though essentially really going what's called Derech Makom Tur through an exempt area, which should make one exempt, because the Gemara had asked on Rabbi Bachama's question that he had said, if you carry two amas on the roof of two amas on the pillar, what's the halacha? So wait a second. But that's going from a roof, which is a carmelis, and it's prohibited to carry over there to a pillar, which is a bona fide rishas hayachid. So what's the question? For sure it's going to be awesome. So Tais explains, meaning, therefore that's why the Gemara is saying carmelis rishas hayachid, that's his question, how could you ask such a thing? Tais qualifies, says, but it has to be talking about then that the pillar was at a distance of four tvachim from the roof. Because it was actually nearby, as it sounds like. Then actually, the pillar, as the Gemara is saying, would not be a bona fide rishas hayachid, because the nefer to be malu legag. If it's within the tefachim, would be considered totally breached to the roof. And then would have the same halachic like the roof, and then actually would be a carmelis. But we're talking about when it's at a distance. Therefore, that's why it's going to be aser, because you're carrying from a carmelis to rishas hayachid. Additionally, Tais qualifies, he says, now, although the person utilizing the airspace above 10 tefachim from the ground of the Shasarabim, they have a makom patur, which is considered an exempt area, so then why is it prohibited even from a Rishas Yachat and Carmelis, but derech makom patur should be exempt? Because makom says, Tais says, however, even so, asal ha'achlam, you still not use the makom patur as a place of transfer. And says to you, and even according to the opinion that says you actually by Rishuiz Durabonin, which is what we're talking about here, at least one of them is a Carmelis, that you're allowed to transfer, Hachamayda here you would agree that even in a Nachba Makom Patur, since it's not stationary in exempt area, right, you're passing through a Makom Patur, that would not be enough of a leniency even by Rishuiz Durabonin. Therefore, the Gemara presumed that this would be an obvious case of being Asr, and that couldn't have been his question. To next taste the master begins with the words of the Gemara, El Beis Amas Begag Bishti Amas Bech Sajimah. Rather, the question was, two Amas on the roof and two Amas on the pavilion, what's Allah going to be over there? Taste explains, there were two Amas on the roof of the Chsajah specifically, and Taste brings up his interpretation of the previous question, meaning the Gemara concluded that you're right, Rav Chama's question was, two Amas in the Gag, two Amas in the Chsajah. So, first, because Rashi explains, Agabi Tikra Shalach Sajim. The question was carrying two amas on the roof on top of the roof of this gazebo. Shalbaya Machem, which is owned by other people, which is Yasim Basis I am more than two saw, the Hashta Havali Karmelis, which now this Achsaja is just like the roof, that that they're both a Karmelis. But that's the question regarding, but since it's from two different people. Now, Abatecha Sajul Le Russell of Hashta Tais explained, but Rashi didn't want to explain that you're carrying from the roof to within the gazebo, the kiva the makur, because since it's roofed, lahava karmelis, then it would not be a karmelis, which the Gemara's whole point was to say that no, they're both going to be a karmelis. Why wouldn't it be a karmelis? B'mashu yesim b'sasayim, albeit that it's more than b'sasayim, but since it's roofed, it would be considered as a rishas hayachid. K'dimuchim perko yesim pasna gesabes from the Gemara on daf chafem and al. Damo, the Gemara says karfav yesim b'sasayim, if you have a non-residential area that's enclosed more than b'sasayim. And the kira by Beisav Achulu, and the Beisav it was enclosed with a roof, and now you don't have an area of Tusa Asayim that's unroofed. So then the part that's roofed is not included anymore in the Karf of Shlokh of Adira. And so therefore, it says Taisa, same thing would apply to an Achsadra that's roofed, would also be considered as a Rosh Hashanah, not as a Karmelis, because it's roofed. So therefore, here, obviously, we're going the question from a Karmelis to Karmelis. It must have been on the roof of the Achsadja, not the Achsadja itself. Now, Tais explains, when we buy the Achsadja, so what's the question here regarding taking from the roof to the Achsadja? Is because the Leishayach Bo Kolkach, because you can't apply so much over here the concept, because why is it any different than the case of Gag to Gag? Because you can't apply over here the concept of Kishem Shedurin Chaluka Lamata, that, well, just like we said by two roofs, that yeah, you're not allowed to go from one roof to the next, because there you say that there's the same dwellers on the inside the apartment are the same dwellers above. Here you can't really say that by the Achsadja, because the less by the Yerim Kolkach. There's no real dwellers, not real residents in the gazebo. And the Bishop Kohen, like Rashi explains, and therefore, that's why we're saying that maybe this is different than Gag Lagag. That was the question regarding from the Gag to the roof of the gazebo. Now, that was question number one. And then the Gemara goes on to the next question as, what's the halacha with a ruin? Just like it's the same question regarding achsadra. Same thing, it's just a little bit different like the Gemara points out. Now, Malashna Kunjra's Mashma, from the terminology of Rashi, it sounds like the Bechurba Leboyabagat. However, that regarding the ruin, the other two Amas were not on the roof of the Chorba, Elvakarka Chorba, rather on the ground of the Chorba. However, Rabbein Tam Pirish, Rabbein Tam explains the Gemara's first question, Beis Amas Begag, when we talk about two Amas on the roof, the Havrisha Sayachim, exactly the opposite of Rashi. Not that the Amid was the Rosh HaSayachid and that the Gag was the Karmelis, as our Tais de Masl in the previous Taisis was going on, but rather the Thomas in the roof, that's the Rosh HaSayachid. That's Rosh HaSayachid by itself, because really it is Rosh HaSayachid. It's only stringently treated as a Karmelis because it didn't have an Erev together with the other roofs. And Ubeis Amis Ba'omid Shuhu Karmelis. And then you have the two Amis on the pillar, which, yeah, that pillar actually is a Karmelis. Why? It's not the Rosh HaSayachid, like Rashi explained, Shein Gevah Yud Baruch Abdalad, because it's not 10 Tvachim high and that it's 4 Tvachim wide, which is therefore that gives it the status of the Karmelis. And that was the question, which the Gemara says, well, obviously you can't have that because that's a Rosh HaSayachid with a Karmelis. And Nachashiv Legag Rosh HaSayachid, and they said he considered the roof as Rosh HaSayachid, is Mishum de Mahani by Erev Latat Bakula, because although, I mean, it's really a Karmelis because it's amongst all the other roofs, but it really is, its origin is Rosh HaSayachid because you could go ahead and make it effective as Rosh HaSayachid if you made an Erev to carry over there. And therefore, we'll have a Kishar Karmelis. Therefore, it's not the same as all other Karmelis, and therefore, maybe that would be the difference between that and that's what the Gemara is saying. It's Rosh HaSayachid versus the Amud is going to be a Karmelis. So, Tezbar from Rashi that the two Amas on the roof and two Amas in the Chsadra meant the roof of the Chsadra. And the reason for that is because since it's roofed, then the inside would not be a Karmelis. It would definitely be Rosh HaSayachid. And specifically Chsadra, because there's no real residence on the bottom, so you say you can't say the same thing like we say by roofs, that it's Aster from one roof to the next. Then Taisa brought from Ben Atam that from the previous Taisa, that two Amas on the roof and two Amas on the pillar, The question was actually the roof is Rosh HaSayachid. It's just you didn't make an error with the other roof, so we'll treat it as a Karmelis. In contrast, the Amud is actually a bona fide Karmelis, and that was the question, can you carry from one to the next or not? The next says Master begins with Zigmar, Dimmo, maybe given Megal Gag Aser, since from roof to roof it's Aser. So Taisis finds it difficult that we find elsewhere that the fact that there's different owners is not a problem from a roof to the chsadra. So the Gemara had said, Rav Muhammad's question was, is there a problem about carrying from the roof to the chsadra just like you have from roof to roof? Now, Peshbuk, when Rashi explains, what's the question? The time of the Rabbanan, Mishum de Kapti Ashin the Bailam. Oh, so meaning to say, what bothers the Rabbanan is because although it's the same type of area, like roof to roof, but since there's different residents, different owners, so then they're going to play, would apply to a roof and a chsadra because it's only two different people. But then, Taisa says, Ksaz Kars, that's a little bit difficult, because it'll come on, I mean, the Gemara later on, the Tzadik Alpha Mabe says, Gag v'chatz from a pesed, you have a roof and a courtyard and a merpesed in the porch, Rosh HaSachas Rabban, the corner Rabban, all considered as one area. Mashma Av Pishen Shabbalam Haber, sounds like even if it's from many different owners, you're allowed to carry amongst them. So obviously, that all these things are not similar to roof to roof of two different owners. So what's the question according to Rav Muhammad? If you're allowed to carry from a Gag Tachsadja, why would it be any different than Gag Chatz Merpesed? This does not answer that question. Turning the next to the master begins with the Gemara Shmuel, and he says, you can only carry within Dalad. Now, Taisus has a difficulty on Rashi's interpretation. The Gemara said, according to Shmuel, in Remeir, in the roof, you cannot carry more than Dalad Amas. Now, the difficulty is that Remeir said that the roofs are all one domain. So Pishbuk, according to Rashi, explains, Remeir says all one area. What does that mean? Means, yeah, it's one area, but for only Dalad Amas. That you could even go two Amas on this roof or two Amas on that roof. Now, Avagav Delafi Amas Gano, although, according to the Gemara's conclusion, the Muki Shmuel, that Shmuel explains, that the Gemara explains Shmuel's teaching, but yes, in the basis of Sayim, that when it's more than two so then there's no difficulty, because the Ikalukum Masnin, you could explain the Aloha, the Mishnah, the Meir says, that you're allowed to carry in the whole area. Oh, very simply, because that's not more basis Zayim, so then it is like Rosh HaSayachid, The Kamokam still says Taisos of the Parsha Kunches, Rashi had to explain that this day Rameir permits only Dalad Amis, which is 2 Amis on this roof and 2 Amis on that roof. Lamay Desal Kedaiti Hashtar, according to what the Gemara thought right now, that by all roofs, Shmuel would say it's also, even when it's less than Mesa's time, and if Rashi gave that answer. But you're right, according to the Baskana, it's not difficult. Continuing to say some answers that begins with the Gemara Kash the Rabbi the Rav. We have a contradiction in Rav. Trace explains what was the Havamina, because the Gemara said, Rav says over here that when you have a singular roof, according to Rabbi, you're allowed to carry the whole thing. And previously, in the previous time, he said that, no, you're only allowed to carry within Dalad Amos. The Gemara says, oh, because here we're talking about where the walls are recognizable. So therefore, you can carry the whole area. Now, what bothers Tais is, what was the questioner? That most definitely you could say the difference of Minkrim and Tzatzasim. So Tais explains, because the Selge Daitach, the Gemara's thought when it's in its question, to believe Minkrim Mechitzari, that we actually told about where the walls are not recognizable. Why? The E Minkar Mechitzasa, if the walls would be recognizable, Lahayah Shmuel Eiman, then Shmuel would not have said, Imetalton Boy El Ba'arba, they could only carry within Dalad Amis. And if so, that's what he said, the difficulty of Rav and Rav, the why over here, you're allowed to carry in the whole roof, and there it's only in Dalad Amis. Now, Ketunik says the Master, begins with Zigmar, to explain Shmuel, that no, Hachan Abiyasim Beis Asayim. That here we're talking about where it's more than Beis Asayim, because without this answer, as we said in the previous cases, we definitely find it difficult according to Shmuel, especially with Minkar Mechitzasa. So Taisus finds a difficulty on the Gemara's answer on Shmuel, and Taisus explains, because the Gemara said that, no, Shmuel's not difficult. Why? He would talk about the roof as more than base aside. So they were going to a mayor, and when you have all the roofs equal, it's going to be forbidden because it's now going to be a karf of more than base aside, shlohuk of ladir, which Taisus finds difficult. Because why don't you say, Shmuel, that, what I mean, you have good asik of the mechitzis to separate between all the roofs of the houses, and that each roof should be considered its own or surrounded area, which is not more than basis time. Because according to Shmuel, you don't need mikra mechitzasa. So the fact that that you don't see that it's one big roof, it doesn't make a difference. And that's his thesis, no. Beloyim in the good asik of Ramei Begag and Harbi, you don't say that you view the walls extending upwards. According to Ramei, when you have many roofs together, elbe mechitzah chitzens, only by the outer walls. Because they're all as one area to carry from one to the next. So therefore, you're not going to say good asik to separate them, only what unifies them, which is all the area around, which is only the mechitzah chitzens. And as Tais explains, now, although for the vessels that originate from their houses, it's not one area, and what started from one guy's house cannot go to the other guy's roof, still says Tais, but Marmina good asik lishmul, so you're going to say good asik lishmul, but that's only for the area around it, but to separate between the roofs, that we're not going to say good asik, because it's one area. And although for the houses it's not, but for the roofs they are. And therefore, again, that's why since now it's going to be considered more than base asayim, and if you can't carry more than Dalad Amos. And then says Taisus, if you're going to say, Kim Nishmul Chashav Gaka Karfav, since he considers the roof as, because he doesn't say that the lump, that as if the virtual walls extending upwards take the row of the deer of beneath to the upwards also. No, it's like a Karfav, which is non-residential enclosure. So then, lesser b'yesem and b'sasayim, which is that he says that when it's more than b'sasayim, it's going to be usher. So it came to b'sasayim but b'pachas. So even when it's b'sasayim or less, nami chashav kakarav. Okay, at least consider it's like a karav, a b'sasayim shlohok of ladir, which is not enclosed for residential purposes. And now even such an area that you could carry, since it doesn't have the measurement of b'sasayim, but still, as Taisus, v'yasal taltam agag l'chatz l'rabanan, the kondra banan, the way Shmuel's translating it, should be forbidden to carry from a roof to a courtyard, just like Kaf L'chatzah you can't. So a roof is the same thing. Now, the thing is, we'll come to the Gemara later on, the Tzali Alfam and Alv says, that Rabban Kwan Rabbanan, Gagbar Chatzah Rishasach, that no, a roof in the courtyard is one area, but Karfim Rishasach, and the Karfim is a different domain. But according to Shmuel, a Gag is like a Karfim. That says that there's so much you could say is that no, the deer is gag have a tvei deer mibakafav. The residence of a roof is still considered a little bit more residential than a karfav. In regards when it's not more than mesasayim. So even though that a karfav is considered a different area, but a roof, although in some way it's similar to a karfav, but we said it's still considered more residential, that it's similar to a chatzah, that you're allowed to carry from one to the next. So Taisus said that we don't say quantum good asik between the houses. So it comes out, there's going to be more than basis sign. Now, Taisus, and it's not difficult that according to abundance, then shouldn't be allowed to carry from a roof to a chatzah, even within, because it's like a karfav to a chatzah. And that says Taisus, no, because a roof is still considered more residential than a karfav, and if you're allowed to carry from the roof to the chatzah. Kinnik says, the last that begins with the Gemara Itma, we learned Sfina. Regarding a boat, Chase explains that the dispute is only if we consider the walls as a hook of ladir. That is, the Gemara brought a machlik zavish regarding a boat. If you're allowed to carry in the whole boat, Chase explains, b'yisirim and beis asayim. We're talking about that it's more than beis asayim, because the Pesach brings, like Rashi explains. What's their machlek? Is he chashiv mechitza the svinik makavas ladir oilad? Do we consider the walls of the boat as if it's for enclosure for residential purposes or not? Now, avol bepachas in the base semer was less than base design. Lukulam have mechitza. According to everyone, it would be mechitza. Matal ben Yehuda to allowed to carry in the boat. Why? Because donasa kol gadal ramas. Because we consider the whole area as an area of dalaramas, and you're allowed to go in the whole boat, even though it's pretty big, but. And this we find that because the Paschal Rav Shmuel Kremling a little bit Sfin Peg Moshe too on Daf Membeis and Membeis, which allowed to go in the whole boat. So obviously that the walls of the boat are considered as a wall. Now via Filu B'Pachas Membeis Zayim Tamla Eladal, because if you think that when it's less than Membeis Zayim, now they carry more than Dalar Ames, Lahis Nachshavis Kedal Ames, then you wouldn't be able to consider Dalar Ames for the halachas of Tum over there. Come over Shabbos B'Tel Menachah, like when someone spends Shabbos in a mound or in a crevice. The davka medalaramas by beis asayim. That specifically when they're within dalaramas to beis asayim, we consider it dalaramas, and then you consider the tchum shabbos from the edge of that mound or from the crevice. Although yes, beis asayim, but when it's bigger than beis asayim, since it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes, then lie. So the same thing would be that if you wouldn't consider the walls of the boat as a machitza, then it would not be considered dalaramas. Obviously, that the machlekes is only when it's more than beis asayim, but less than beis asayim. Everyone would agree that it would be considered as a mukavas ladira. And be permitted in the whole boat.